We've looked at the womb that bears the young as Mother Earth bears the seeds, as Bridget's heat-resistant crucible that contains our lives. Now let's think of our hearts as that cauldron, and let us remember how strong a cauldron is. Why, strong enough to hold melted ore. That's pretty ding-dang strong, my friends. One morning, way too early, a few weeks ago, a few weeks before Imbolc, I woke up suddenly and with great clarity that I needed to include in this service what is coming next. The lyrics to the song Aquarius from the musical Hair from the 60s, is crystal clear in my mind. When the moon is in the seventh house, Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars, right? This is the dawning of the end. Thank you. To be dangerous, that I must translate that first line thus. When the moon, our goddess, is in the seventh house of loving relationships, and Jupiter, the expansive benevolent, aligns with Mars, the action-oriented, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. Oh my God! I was a kid, I was singing that song, and now I know what they meant! I think this is another reflection of the message in the glyphs on the Long Count calendar about the return of the divine feminine. The goddess returns, and the expansive and active way she demonstrates her love, which is unconditional, changes our reality. Now please remember, this is not about gender, right? It's about the specific quality of energy, and it happens when we continue to move from our heads to our hearts, no matter if you're male or female or a woman or a man or both or neither. It's the energetic that occurs when we lead with our hearts instead of our heads. Now, this doesn't mean that we are going to throw reason and logic completely out of the picture. You know, ironically, it's our heads that tell us it has to be one way or another, my way or the highway. That's head thinking. Our hearts really and truly are strong enough to hold the harmony of many voices. Aquarian energy is harmonic, many voices, not just one. I mean, as that song, Blessed Be Built, right, was another harmony, it was like, oh, that's that Aquarian thing. Which leads me to the next lyrics of that song, which are direct, not astrological, but nonetheless gorgeous. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derision, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelation, and the mind's true liberation. Aquarius, Aquarius. That is the energy wave that is coming through our sector of the Milky Way. Let's rise to that surface, shall we, and steward it. We are going to be in the swirl for a while. Just keep rising. Just keep rising. Whoop, we go around again. Rise. Just keep rising. Keep rising. Keep your focus on that. I'd like to take another moment to reflect on a few of those delicious words in that last lyric. Specifically, sympathy. I think sympathy has gotten a bad rap lately. You know? Empathy seems to be the loftier position in our lexicon. As a woman, know why, it makes me British, but it does. The distinction, of course, is that with empathy, we feel what the other person is experiencing. That's empathy, right? With sympathy, we don't do that, but we can imagine what it would feel like and try to support them from that understanding. But somehow it's gotten all tangled up with pride, that will hurt someone's pride if we sympathize with or for them. And I think in our rather fast becoming, already there, narcissistic society, we would do well to practice sympathy for others. It's not a bad thing, right? So, harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. Imagine how our lives will be different when we can trust that we can trust. Because trust is abounding. It's abundant. It's everywhere. And everyone's doing it, which means it must be safe to do. No more falsehoods. No more falsehoods. Stop lying. And start here. Stop lying to yourself.
You might still have to tell a white lie from here or there, out there, somewhere.
White lie, black lie, green lie, pink lie, who knows? Stop lying to yourself and watch what happens. No more falsehoods or derision. No more scorn, ridicule, derision, deride. It actually means to laugh down on. Ride is the same rid as in ridicule. Ha 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 ha. No more falsehoods or derision, no more scorn or ridicule. It's mean-spirited and it's violent. Golden living dreams of visions. Needs no explanation, but yum. What a lovely thought that is to savor. Christic mystic revelations, clear spiritual insights sign us up. And the mind's true liberation. At last, I'm free at last. This is what will happen as we move from our heads to our hearts. Perhaps keeping this in our consciousness awareness will help us as we swirl, you know, in the swirl. So speaking of astrology, this is another important planetary aspect that would also be good to keep in mind. Neptune, who rules the sea, which can be perceived as the great connector and opens us up to unity consciousness, compassion, and intuitive wisdom, just went into Pisces on February 3rd. Now, Neptune rules Pisces, so it's moved into its own sign where it feels very comfortable and at home. And unity consciousness, and compassion, and intuitive wisdom, all nice stuff, right? Yes. But the shadow side of Neptune in Pisces is overwhelm. Waves. Anybody here feeling overwhelmed by And because Neptune is one of those outer planets and it moves kind of slow, it will be in Pisces until April 2025. 13 years! Yay! So now this doesn't mean that we're going to live the next 13 years completely overwhelmed, but we can be sure that as it transits into Pisces, it's going to take a little while to get used to this new energetic. So, you know, having to, you know, fill up the tank for these gaps. Woo, too much, don't get into everything is going to seem like over the top. Oh, okay, that's Neptune. All right. So it's just good to know. So maybe you don't say yes to everything that is asked of you until you are sure you can rise to the surface with that swirl so you won't be overwhelmed. Because you will surely not be able to push the river. The last time Neptune was in Pisces was from 1847 to 1861. And then when it moved from Pisces into Aries, in fact, that very same month, the Civil War began in this country. I'm just saying. So back to Aquarius. This Aquarian harmony, it's not only inclusive, it's humanitarian. Which means it's not partial to any one faction of humankind over another. It doesn't play favorites. In fact, if anything, it seeks to uplift those who have not had the benefit of privilege so that all are equal. So as we continue into this new Aquarian age, we have the perfect opportunity to return to unity consciousness, non-dual, not separate. We're all in this world together. When we do this, we find that we are not alone. We are in it together, and our harmony is the sound of love. Carried by that song, shall we?